Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
In the realm of deception and destruction, and dissension and division, we need to see clearly as God sees.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak, speak, speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Learn Who Your Enemy Is.
Speak the word.
In Exodus 13, verse 21 through 22 in the New Living Bible, it tells you how the Lord went ahead of the Israelites, how He guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud, and how He provided light for them at night with a pillar of fire, so it would allow them to travel by day or by night. It was through this pillar of cloud and pillar of fire that God was reassuring His people that He was present and guiding them and providing for them. It was His reassurance. Saints, He's still fighting our battles for us today, and He's still providing for us. And we need not forget that. The word is our sword. It's our tongue. I teach on a lot of these things and probably more and more, you know, and the Lord is counting on us. He is blessing us all the time. He's loving us, protecting us, blessing us. And the least we can do, at least witness, be a witness to somebody, even if it's just, even if you don't even have to know the person. The things that you say and do and the way your behavior lets people know where Jesus lives in you. I can tell when I'm against somebody that has a different spirit than me. And I can tell when I'm with somebody that's got the same spirit. You know, because we have the Holy Spirit lives in us. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, that's where He lives here. And we know this. You know. I believe that Jesus is returning soon, and He wants me to let you know that He is here for you and that you're not alone, that He will protect you just like God protected the Israelites in the desert. In Exodus 13, verse 21 through 22 in the New Living Bible, it tells you how the Lord went ahead of the Israelites, how He guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud, and how He provided light for them at night with a pillar of fire, so it would allow them to travel by day or by night. It was through this pillar of cloud and pillar of fire that God was reassuring His people that He was present and guiding them and providing for them. It was His reassurance. Saints, He's still fighting our battles for us today, and He's still providing for us. And we need not forget that. The Israelites did not see God directly, but they saw a form of His glory, which was shrouded by the cloud and the fire. A form of His glory was in that fire and in that cloud. In Nehemiah 9:19, it says, because of your great compassion, you did not abandon them in the wilderness. He said, by day, the pillar of cloud did not fail to guide them on their path, nor the pillar of fire by night to shine on the way they were to take. Saints, God will move heaven and earth for His children, for His elect. He will always be here for us. He really will move heaven and earth for you. He's the same God. The Bible says He's the same God today as he was yesterday or 2,000 years ago. He says, I never change. In Malachi, he says, I change not.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So I know just even with Abraham, he provided a lamb in the bushes so he didn't have to do his son. But Abraham trusted God, but he didn't know how he was going to. He figured he must be going to raise him from the dead or something, because God had already promised him, you know, that he was going to be the father of many nations. And you can't do that without some descendants, you know, some children. But he did it. He followed the directions, and God knew he trusted him. He provided. You know, God has provided for me at times, whether it's financially or health or whatever, with my personal self or my family. Not long ago, my son was saying, well, he needed more work on this and that. He's a construction worker down in North Carolina, and he was visiting. And I said, I'm praying, and today before you get home, and prophesy, all prophesying is speaking.
Right.
God's word. Just speak God's word.
Right.
And my husband, David, prophesied, said a word, too, that he said he would get the phone calls. And I said, before you get home today, and he's in North Carolina, you'll have more work.
Thank you, Lord.
He got a phone call
on
the way home.
Come on.
And he got a big job.
Yes, sir.
You know,
thank you.
So God listens to our prayers. He watches over us, our children. And I'm so thankful that I keep praying for my son and all my children, that he started going to church. And I pray that he'll continue to go, not only go to church, but I don't want him to only go to church. I want him to go and listen to the word, receive the word. And I pray that that word that he hears will take root in him and multiply. You know, because so many people can sit in the church, and I'm a witness to that, because I sat in the church for 20, 30 years and was not a Christian.
Come on.
You know, so you can sit there, you know, and do certain things and not know Jesus.
That's right. Sure.
Yeah. You know, so, and there's a, so a lot of churches today that's like this everywhere. You know, and so a lot of people say, well, you don't give altar calls or whatever because everybody's a Christian. No, not necessarily. I'm glad they didn't feel that way when I was. That Sunday that I went to church in Hampton, I'm glad he didn't. I know in the past few weeks that I've been going through a trial myself, as I've said before. I've been doing battle, and just yesterday I felt like I had reached a point to where I have no, that, you know, that I have to have an answer. But you know how this is. When you feel like you can't take it anymore, you feel like you're at the end of your rope. Everybody feels that way sometimes. You feel like, you know, it could be something going on with your work or your family in finances, sickness, or whatever, and you just feel like you're at the end of your rope. I just can't take this anymore, God. I need an answer. I need some relief. I need some help. But in my prayer time, I prayed and I prayed, for I felt this heaviness on me that was weighing me down and consuming all my thoughts. You know, when you're being worried and concerned about things, it consumes you. It consumes your thoughts. It consumes everything, and consume, and to the point that I couldn't focus on my work, and I couldn't seem to shake it. Sometimes we have things, and we're just hard to shake it. It was even keeping me awake at night. There's so many nights that you lay awake, and your brain is going crazy, you know, just over and over and over again. But I did recognize that it was an attack from the enemy trying to confuse me, trying to interfere with my work. He was trying to stop me. He's always trying to stop you. He's trying to interfere with you. And any time that the Lord is getting ready to do big things in your life and move you to different levels, he is always going to shoot some arrows your way. And if he can't get to you, he's going to do it to your family, or he'll do it to your friends. He'll do it something to get your focus off of God's work and get it over there so you can't focus and you can't concentrate. And it's not a good feeling. I've been there, and I'm sure that most of you in here at one time or another have experienced similar situations, to where your mind is just so involved in what the enemy is throwing your way. And not only that, he's constantly on your shoulder speaking and putting those thoughts into your mind, you know. But I have to tell you this, and you know this already, because like I said, you know the scriptures. But when he puts those thoughts into your mind, You cannot take it, you know, and you cannot give voice to it.
That's right.
Know that your thoughts, your words become, you know, you have to have the thoughts and then you have the words, but you don't give birth to them. Don't give birth to those thoughts that Satan is putting in there, because they don't have birth until you speak them out of your mouth. And so if you do, he's going to give you another one.
Yeah, he will.
But you can also do what the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:5 is to bring every thought into captivity that exalts itself against the true knowledge of God. And the way you bring a thought into captivity is by saying what, and when the enemy puts this thought in your head, is to say, when the devil says, you can't do this, this is not going to happen, then you need to come out and say, well, I thank you, Lord, that according to your word, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. You know, you don't even have to acknowledge Satan. All you have to do is just come back with what God's word says. That's all he wants us to do. And when you're doing your confessing the word every morning, all the confessing it means is saying the same thing. You know, and the Bible tells us in Hebrews that Jesus is the high priest over our confessions. You know, in other words, when we say things, then he can activate. Everything that you see was activated with the words. And things haven't changed. But that's the reason why so many brothers and sisters are in pain and in lack today, is because they don't understand that the word that they're speaking is causing them to have what they have. If you want it, you're going to have to speak it. I have, like I said, I've got books and books, and I think one time I brought a bunch of my books that, you know, you write that down, and you know, when God speaks, you write that down and you confess it. And you just keep right on. I've got things I was confessing this morning. I looked at it and I said, Lord, I wrote that in 2015. Or Lord, I wrote that in 2006. You know, God, it never gets old. It never gets old. Praise the Lord. But you know, like I said, that's why we have to know the wiles of the devil. We have to be alert. In some translations in 1 Peter, it says, be alert, be sober-minded, be alert at all times. For your enemy, Satan is roaming around. That's what I was talking about a while ago. He's always roaming around looking for someone to devour. But we don't have to be that someone. We don't have to be that someone. We can be that someone, but we don't have to be that someone. Like I said, I knew it was him accusing me. And so I said, Lord, since my time is in your hands, I declare that you will deliver me from the hands of my enemies and from those who persecute me. We are in God's hands, brothers and sisters. And he will deliver us if we trust him, if we give it to him. That's why he said, cast your cares upon me, because I care for you. He did not create us. We physically are not able to carry the burdens. Our bodies were not created to do that. We're physically and mentally not able to carry the burdens that the enemy wants to put on you. And that's why God says, cast them on me. Because he can. He can carry them. We can't carry them. But you can't cast them on him and then turn right around and take them back again. You kind of, you know, it's like you went out there and plant. You know, we're entering into springtime. People are planting. You go plant that rose bush over there, and tomorrow you go dig it back up again, and then you plant it again. You ain't going to get any roses. And that's what we do with casting our cares. We talk to the Lord. And we just waste all of our breath by telling him every detail, which he already knows. He's waiting for us to give him the answer, which is in his word. Lord, you said, it is written. You know, because he knows what your problem is. You know, and when you give it to him, just don't take it back. Let him carry it. Because like I said, we're not physically and mentally able to carry it. But we do carry it sometimes. I'm guilty. You're guilty, and we're all still going to remain a little bit guilty, but not a whole lot guilty, because we know we don't have to. We know that we're not physically able. Just think about if you were carrying a 50-pound bag of flour or something on your back all day long. And sometimes those burdens feel that way. And I know about 50-pound bags of flour because my daddy used to buy them. My mother had a big family. She was an only child, and there was 13 kids. So we didn't buy 2-pound bags of flour. We bought everything by the tens, you know, and eggs by the gross. But anyway, I said, Father, I'm totally dependent on your strong hand, and I'll not worry or fret, you know, because that's what he tells us in Philippians 4:6. He says, don't fret nor be anxious about anything, but through prayer and supplication, continue to make your requests known to me. And the God of all peace will fill you with a peace that surpasses all understanding. I hope you're hearing me. He said, and I said, for I know that you have a good plan, because that's when I said, I know that you have a good plan for my life and my family, as I said before in Jeremiah 29:11 and in Psalms 139. But brothers and sisters, if you're facing difficulties today, you can take comfort in this verse, knowing that it is not a promise to immediately rescue us from hardship or suffering, but rather a promise that He, God, has a plan for our lives, and regardless of our current situation, He can and will work through whatever the situation to prosper us and to give us hope, to give us a good end. And in Proverbs 19:22, it says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails.
Yes.
You know, we can plan a lot of things. And like I said, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that's always going to prevail. Saints, the Lord is here for you, and He will protect you and send you help when you need it.
Amen.
He says He will. It says in Psalm 78:13-14, it said, He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and He made the water stand up like a heap.
Yes.
And verse 14 says, then He led them with the cloud by day and all the night with a light of fire. Verse 15 said, He split the rocks in the wilderness and gave them abundant drink like the ocean depths. Hallelujah. Does that sound like a God that will not protect you? You know, you think about Daniel. I think it was Daniel who was in the lion's den. He threw him in down there with the lions. And he just slept all night. You know, because God closed their mouths. You know, and the Bible tells us in the end days that the lambs and the lions will lay down together. There won't be any violence. There won't be anything like that. Like I said before, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Says He changes not. Malachi 3:6. He says He will not recant His words. In Numbers 23:19, He tells us that He is not a man that He should lie, nor the son of man that He should change His mind. He said, have I not spoken it, and has it not been?
Yes.
Praise God. He will always prove Himself faithful from beginning to end. Yes. In closing, I'll finish with this scripture. He said in Isaiah 65, in the New Living Translation, I love this verse. I love them all. He said, I will answer them before they even call to me. I love that. Think about that. He said, I will answer them before they even call to me. He said, while they're still talking about their needs, He said, I will go ahead and answer their prayers. And I've been a witness to that too. I remember when I was living in Mount Olive, North Carolina, before I met David, I was praying. I had this stump out in my front yard and I wanted to get it removed. And so I was praying that the Lord would send me someone to get it up so I could plant, you know, some stuff. And while I was still praying, a knock came on my door. And there was a man there wanting to know if I'd like to have the stump removed from my yard. And, you know, and this is so awesome because this was like, I don't know, 17, 18 years ago, you know. And it was so funny because I lived on a dead-end street and this man was from Kinston, North Carolina, and I'm living in Mount Olive, so that was a good 30 miles away or 40. And so he's on this dead-end street at my house knocking on the door. But, you know, with God, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you need is, whether it's a stump that needs to be removed or a person or a thing or whatever, or getting a new job, whatever it is, God is there. And not only that, as it turned out, we started talking and both found out we had prison ministries. And he didn't even charge me to get this. I wrote him a check and he gave it back to me and told me to use it for my ministry. You know, God is good. God is good. You know, and he does. He says he will answer them while they're still praying and while you're still telling him your needs. Knock comes on the door. You know, so, and I'm sure that some of you have done the same thing, been praying and asking God for something, and if it didn't come knock on the door while you were doing it, it would be soon, really soon. I've had that to happen, and I know this doesn't have anything to do with the Lord, but I pray for parking places and a seat at the table.
Oh,
David will say to me, they look really busy. I said, there's a table in there with their name on it. And I says, and we're going to get a good parking place. We get a good parking place and always have a table with our name on it. You know, you don't want to say what you don't want. You don't want to say we'll never get in.
That's right.
Or we're going to have to wait forever.
Uh-huh.
You want to say what you want. You know, I know that's a little example, but nevertheless, you know, it's God, he cares about every little thing. He knows every hair on your head, the Bible says. So if he knows every hair on my head, and there are not many, but some of them you don't have to count quite as much. In Revelations 1:8, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, he says, the Almighty. He said, as the world gets increasingly worse, and it will, you need to know that Jesus is your anchor that keeps you safe until the end.
Yes.
He is your anchor. And you know that an anchor is the one that, you know, when you're out on the boat, I don't get on the boat very often, but my husband knows what an anchor is because he has a boat. You anchor that boat down so it won't go anywhere. Jesus is our anchor. Saints, you need to remember that God is a God of battles. He's a man of war. And he's called the Lord of hosts. He's called the Lord of hosts. That is the Lord of armies. Hallelujah. You know, there's so much that can be said, but I am so thankful, and I consider it an awesome privilege to be able to come anywhere and deliver God's word to his children. He gives me the words, and sometimes he gives them to me. And I was thinking yesterday and this morning as I was going over my message, and I said, Lord, that sounds so weird. And sometimes, you know, he'll give you something and you're really, really excited about it. Can't wait. Can't wait to preach it, teach it. And then you'll have a message and you say, are you sure you want me to teach that, you know? But this morning I went over it again, and as I was going over, he was giving me some more things. The Holy Spirit will speak through you and bring back to your remembrance things that relate to what you're talking about to help a person understand what you're talking about. Because unless you have understanding, it's not going to benefit you. And so he's always told me to teach his word in a plain and simple way. And so I think that the word should be taught that even a child can understand it. And I really do pray that when you leave here today, that you will leave different than when you came in. And I do pray that the Lord gave you a word and some knowledge and information that you can fall back on tomorrow morning when the enemy knocks on your door.
Yeah.
To know that you have the power and authority over him. The Bible says when he gave the disciples the power to do that, he says, I've given you more power. So he has given us more power, more authority, and we just need to exercise what we've been given, and we need to do it more often, because if we'll exercise what God has given us, then we'll have a lot less problems with the devil.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you so much for this word that you gave me today. I thank you, God, that you quickened into my spirit the word of God. I thank you that you brought it back to my remembrance. I thank you for all of those that were here today that had an ear to hear, Lord. I thank you, Father, that each one of them were blessed immensely with this word. And I thank you, Father, that this word will become engrafted in them, become a part of them, Lord. And that when the enemy knocks on their door again, whenever that might be, today or tomorrow, that they will have an answer for him, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that you have made us more powerful than the enemy, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you have not created us to bear the burdens and the trials that we go through, that you are doing that for us. So help us to know, Father, to let it go, let it loose, and let you do the burden-bearing, Lord, so that we don't have to. For it's in Jesus' name we praise you and give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word.